joined by Lady Texter head coach Teresa Weatherspoon. Our post-game comments with Coach Weatherspoon brought to you by First Choice Personnel. And, Coach, I know that it's one of those things, you're probably not very pleased with the performance of your basketball team. You got to be pleased with the way they fought back after being down by 13, but probably not pleased with how they got to being down 13.
You know, it becomes a tad bit frustrating that you don't see a team following through with the game plan and executing offensively and finding the open person and being relaxed and comfortable offensively against token pressure. And it becomes a tad bit frustrating when you work on it over and over and over again and it's not happening, it's not becoming smooth. But it's not something that we won't continue to work at until we get it. It doesn't matter how long we have to work at to get it, but it's hard to see. It's difficult to watch when we work on it all the time, but you have to at least be okay with the fight that we had to come back and win games. But when you do all the right things, do all the little things, it makes the game easier for you. You don't have to fight like this to try to come back. But it's rough to see, and it's hard to see that we don't have any bench production. Our bench wasn't productive, and that was one of our things that we wanted, was for our bench to be productive. We got to do all the little things. Everybody must be focused. It takes everybody, not one and two and three people. We can't win like that. There has to be everybody focused. I tell you, Whitney Jones decided, I'm going to put this game on my shoulders and I'm going to take us home. And that's what she did for us. And she was aggressive to the rim, making people defend you. You can't just sit out there and pass the ball around the horn. You have to make people defend you.
Well, and I thought that Whitney had a really tough start to this game. She was 0 of 7 from the field to start this game. Had some bad turnovers, but you mentioned it. Down the stretch, she hit some huge shots, got some big rebounds on the defensive end, and made free throws.
She was just determined to get it done with this young team that we have, and we were going to go to her, get the ball in her hand, and trust her. And we trusted her down the stretch of defending, staying close to number 5, not allowing her to have another open look, and then coming down and making it happen for us offensively. And she did just that, and it was just great to see her even getting those boards for us down the defensive. Great box out and getting the boards for us.
Whitney Frazier, I was going to be interested to see how she bounced back. Had such a great game at Utah State, struggled a little bit at Idaho, got in foul trouble, fouled out, and I thought she came out tonight and played extremely well as well.
Such a great talent. She's an unbelievable talent. She's just really tapping into what she can do and what she'll be able to accomplish here at Louisiana Tech. She's going to be an amazing, amazing basketball player. She just does so many things for us. She has to defend down that post area, and she's giving up a lot of height and weight. But she gets down there and she does a great job for us of trying to defend for however many she plays, be productive doing it. And then she's asked to go down and score for us. And she does a great job. She's only going to get better. The light over this kid is super bright.
You know, one thing that this team has done a good job at for the most part this year is not turning the basketball over a whole lot. You look up every night, it's usually somewhere between 12 and 15 turnovers. Tonight, 20 of them. And a lot of those, what I would consider unforced.
Absolutely, and that's what was so frustrating. We weren't patient enough offensively to move the basketball, to get into gaps and find people. When we did it, we looked great doing it. But we can't turn the basketball over 20 times. That was one of our keys to winning, is limit our turnovers. And we were turning the basketball over, and they were just aggressive. You just have to give it up to San Jose State. They were aggressive. They played hard. And they just played a great basketball game here in our home.
Well, yeah, you got to just put this one behind you, learn from it. You got Hawaii coming in here Saturday, and that's a team that beat us by 16 at their place.
Well, you have to try to put this behind you quickly, and hopefully all the little things that we didn't do, we learn from, and we move into the Hawaii game on Saturday, and we do those things much better.
Thank you, and good luck Saturday.
Thanks so much.
That's Louisiana Tech head coach Teresa.